Rat Basin Rail joint venture was a deal that was done by the previous Labor government where they gave an exclusive mandate to a rail entity to build a rail line from Banana, just east of Mara, south to Wandown. It was a rather unique deal that was done by the previous government, and it's been the subject of negotiation and toing and froing for the last 6 or 7 years.
In November 2012, the joint venture advised the state government that the project would be delayed. Where are we up to now?
Well, since then we have negotiated what was something of a legal minefield to end the deal that was done by the previous government to get out of that rather strange arrangement that was entered into by the Bligh government. So the exclusive mandate no longer exists.
About 40 landholders have been involved in negotiations related to the rail corridor for the past 7 years. As a result, the Deputy Premier says eligible landholders will receive up to $10,000 in recognition of the inconvenience and disruption caused by the project and the delays.
Well, in recognition of the fact that this was a rather unusual situation and it did place a lot of uncertainty and stress on landholders, as part of negotiating the end to the exclusive mandate, we have negotiated a $10,000 ex gratia payment for landholders. It is but a small contribution to the cost that's been imposed in terms of time and disturbance and upset over those 6 or 7 years. So it's an ex gratia payment. It doesn't stand in the stead of any other legal entitlements landholders might have. But in negotiating the bringing to an end of the exclusive mandate, it was something that the government required of the rail joint venture to pay that ex gratia payment. Well, the landholders will have to make application for it, and obviously, you know, it's for landholders who have been through the whole process, if you like, who have dealt with this situation on their land over the last 6 or 7 years.
The exclusive mandate to build the rail line may have ended, but the area is still a declared state development area.
It's a declaration that was made as part of the process. It will remain there because there is a common view that sooner or later a railway line will need to be built there. So it gives certainty to all the landholders in the area that if and when a railway line is built sometime in the future, the State Development Corridor is the place it will be built.
Roma lawyer Tom Marland, whose company represents about 20 of the landholders involved in the rail line, says the payments are a step in the right direction, but while ever the area is still considered a state development area, regardless of whether a project is going ahead or not, the landholders will remain in limbo.
But I don't think it's an accurate reflection of the disturbance that many landowners have had over the last 6 years. Certainly it doesn't reflect the disturbance they've had in the 12 months that they were having to deal with the notice of intention to take, the many hours and meetings and engaging lawyers and valuers and all those types of things. You know, it takes a lot of time and it causes a lot of stress. And I guess the fact that the state development area still remains on the alignment doesn't really remove the uncertainty or the disturbance that previously existed.
And you represent some of the landholders involved in this. What do they want going forward now?
The feedback that we're getting from the majority of our clients is that they're not anti the project. They just want some certainty. So if the project's not going to proceed, they want certainty that if the project does in the future start, that they'll basically start afresh and that they can be given some certainty that the project will proceed in the first instance. And if it's not going to proceed, well, they need the certainty that the state development area should be removed